So I'm going to do a top five dead or alive going into the NFL season. We are all football all the time, talking college football, talking the NFL, talking big trades, my Ohio State Buckeyes, the crumbling of the Alabama dynasty. And I really feel like it's fall. It's cooler outside. You got to wear a jacket or a hoodie at night, even though it's blazing hot during the day. And we're just at that time of the season. And thank God, I'm a summer allergy person, so I get absolutely swamped in July and August with ragweed, and you start getting into September, it gets a little bit cooler, there's less pollen out there, and I can actually hear, I can actually smell, and I feel 20 times better. I tried taking the Allegra D, the higher dosage, but that thing made me sick as a dog. So that didn't work for me. Lance J is basically allergic to everything. I can't take medicine. I'm allergic to penicillin. I'm allergic to, I can't even take a leave. Like I took a leave one time. I was at a Cavs game. Back when I lived in Ohio, this is in the early LeBron years. I was at a Cavs game and had some soreness. I was been playing some sports and was just sore. I took three a leave. I woke up in the hospital, like real talk. I'm allergic to naproxen. So I can't take medications. But I digress. Cue the music. Top five dead or alive NFL predictions for 2025-2026 season. Number five, Jaden Daniels will have a sophomore slump. And that's not easy for me to say. My wife is a Washington Redskins / Washington football team / Commander / whatever they're going to rename themselves and rebrand themselves. So I don't want to go against the family. My whole family is from D.C. My wife's family is from D.C. So there are a lot of Washington Commanders fans in my family. My father is a huge Commanders fan. But I think that Jaden Daniels, coming into this season, he's not going to catch anyone by surprise. Not to say that he caught people by surprise last year. He was the second pick of the draft. He was a Heisman winner. He's box office. He's extremely talented. He can run. He can throw. He reminds me of a better Lamar Jackson from the pocket at this stage in his career. But the difference is defensive coordinators have spent a whole summer watching tape on Jaden Daniels. And I think you're going to see some regression. McLaren didn't get into camp this year because he was disputing his contract before he signed. The schedule's not going to be as favorable. There are going to be more national games. I think that the Commanders make the playoffs, but I don't think that Jaden Daniels is going to have the type of season he had last year. He might have a little bit of a slump. It won't be a bad slump. I'm not saying he's falling off, that he's not going to be a generational superstar. I'm just saying that this year, I think people need to puff the brakes, and he's probably going to have some games where he throws a couple picks, has some turnovers. By the time you get to the playoffs, I still think that they're an 11-win, 10-win team that's going to be in the playoffs. But I would be very shocked if Jaden Daniels went out and had the type of season he had last year. Number four, Caleb Williams will be the first quarterback in history of Chicago Bears to pass for 4,000 yards. I'm a big Caleb Williams fan in his game. I don't think he's as good as Jaden Daniels. I don't think he's going to be as good as Jaden Daniels. And there's always going to be that comparison when you have quarterbacks drafted in the same class and they're going to be rivals and they're in the same conference, so they may meet each other in the playoffs. But I think that Caleb Williams is going to be just fine. I've said there's a Swift Boat campaign against Caleb Williams to prove that he's a bust. And I've talked about this. There's disdain for African-American quarterbacks in the NFL. There's too many of them. There are a lot of people that don't like it. And the reason I noticed, I'm not just making it up. I'm reading the comments on Fox News. I'm reading the comments on SB Nation, on different websites. There are a lot of people that don't like African-American quarterbacks. Think that there are too many. Think that the league is going, quote, woke. And then this guy paints his fingernails. He's a different type of cat. But I think he's going to be just fine. Now, as far as his demeanor and him getting along with the new coach in Chicago, I don't know if that's going to work. That could be a very combustible situation. But I think from the perspective of just performing on the field, I think that Caleb Williams is going to have a solid season. I don't know if the Bears are going to make the playoffs. I think there'll be an 8-9 win team. He has some weapons. Rome Odunze. There's some weapons on. They just drafted the tight end out of Michigan, Loveland. So I think Chicago is going to be just fine. Number three, the Miami Dolphins will be the worst team in the NFL this season, and Mike McDaniels is going to get fired. They've hailed Mike McDaniels as some type of genius, and he uses a lot of motion, and he has a lot of speed. The Miami Dolphins were built. If you're a Madden player, and you have Cheetah, and you have all the speed that they have at the wide receiver position, and they've had fast running backs, you know, Jalen Waddle out of Alabama, one of their receivers. They've just had so much speed on the team, but they can only win games historically in 80 degree weather in the South. They can't come up to Buffalo and win. I don't think anyone could have won that playoff game in Kansas City. I mean, people were literally dying that went to the game. People were getting frostbite and losing their fingers and stuff like that. But I think Miami, they're about to bottom out this year. I think that they're a 3-win team. I think that Mike McDaniels is going to get fired. And I think that Miami's going to be potentially looking at resetting the franchise. They're going to have a very high draft pick. This might be the chance to get Tua out of there. And I like Tua, but he is one hit away from being vegetable lasagna. And I don't like that. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be a wild card this year. They are not going to win the division. And I know people bet against Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. And if you look at what they've done, they went to 3 Super Bowls. And none of those teams were really that good. They won 2 Super Bowls. They didn't really have a chance to win a third. But they won the AFC a third time. And this is with a B-minus roster. And you have Mahomes, who's an A++, all-time great. Andy Reid, who's an A++, all-time great. But they haven't had the depth. Travis Kelce, I'm not going to talk about Travis Kelce and him getting married to Taylor Swift. I don't care. Good for him. I hope he has a phenomenal life. I thought it was a publicity stunt, but it seems like they really love each other and want to spend the rest of their lives together. I mean, I hope that they have a phenomenal life. And if there are children involved, I hope that they have a great family. But I'm just not going to get into that because it's a sports show. This is not the National Enquirer. But I think that Travis Kelce, you can't depend on him to be an elite tight end and an elite weapon forever. I mean, he's in his late 30s. It's a wrap. The Chiefs will win 10 or 11 games. I mean, they're still a playoff team. But you got the Chargers, the LA Chargers, what to call them, the San Diego Chargers. They'll always be San Diego to me. And you have Denver, who I'm not a huge Bo Nix fan, but Sean Payton has really put his stamp on that team. And it's just going to be a lot more attrition in division. And then finally, number one, the Baltimore Ravens are finally going to break through and win a Super Bowl. I was thinking about picking Bills Mafia. Bills Mafia let me down. I think I picked the Bills to win the Super Bowl 3 years in a row. And they let me down. And Josh Allen, I finally give it to him. If you earn it, you get it. From me, Josh Allen, amazing player. But I love Baltimore. I think that Lamar, just it's the law of averages, kind of like Peyton Manning when you have a generational talent. And I compare Lamar to Peyton. I know he's not going to put up the numbers in the pocket like Peyton, but he's putting up cartoonish, ridiculous numbers. He could be the MVP every single year. And around year 8, year 9, it started to click for Peyton Manning. You eventually have a team that's just so good. You get home field advantage. You win the games that you need to win. And you're in the Super Bowl. You win the Super Bowl. I think they'll play the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And the Eagles have lost some luster and some talent. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a great year. But I like the Baltimore Ravens. It's just their time. And there's some urgency because Derrick Henry is getting towards the end. I think this is the year that the Ravens, they barring injury, I think they go 13, 14 wins and kind of steamroll their way to a Super Bowl, cementing Lamar Jackson as one of the all-time greats. And that's my top five that are alive for the NFL forthcoming season. I am looking forward to covering the NFL and other sports for our listening audience on HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios. We'll be right back.
Lewis.
You know, when he opens up the refrigerator and there's a head in the refrigerator where the lettuce should be, that's not something that I really like to see. I'm not really into that. I'm more into the chase with the police and all of that. I'm not into watching people get hacksawed and dismembered and stuff like that. Like, I'm not interested in watching people get strangled and their body and the guts flushed down the toilet. I don't want to watch that. I cover my eyes. I'm sure my wife was like, man, I'm married. I'm a chump. What's going to happen if the bad guys come into the house for us? Are you going to cover your eyes? I'm like, no, baby, because I got guns.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You coming to my house, they're going to be doing a docuseries about what I did to you. It ain't going to be no docuseries about, oh, he broke into the house and did these things to Lance J's family. Netflix is going to be doing a movie about what I do to you with the Draco. You can take that to the bank.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Medicare can be complicated, and you may have questions. Whether you're enrolling for the first time, reviewing plan options, or troubleshooting an issue, SHIP can help. SHIP is your local state health insurance assistance program. We provide free, unbiased support to Medicare-eligible individuals, their families, and caregivers. We can help you make informed decisions about your care and benefits. Find your local SHIP office at aging.maryland.gov/SHIP or call 410-767-1100.
You're telling me when I switch to T-Mobile, you'll give me an iPhone 16 Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes. Also, at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Box of raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana peel.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us. And keep your old phone, because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.